Welcome back. Well, a week before President Ramaphosa announced his new cabinet in a major shift, then Energy Minister Jeff Radebe opened the way for businesses to generate their own electricity and feed it into the national grid. With the appointment of the new cabinet, the energy portfolio now also falls under Minister Mantashe, along with minerals and resources. The minister has since backed coal and nuclear in the country's energy mix, and Dom Wills, who's CEO of Solar Group, joins us on the line now with an energy player's perspective on what Minister Mantashe's reappointment potentially spells for this industry and space moving forward. Thanks so much, Dom, for joining us on the line this evening. So to what extent have you been encouraged, and let's start off there, by developments in the South African energy sector and the progress that has been made in creating a favorable climate for renewable resources as part of the country's energy landscape?
Yes, thanks for having me on. And there have been a lot of changes, particularly in the last month or so. But if you look back into what's happened in the last year, we've been sort of working and eagerly waiting for this integrated resource plan, which was largely put together under Jeff Radebe's watch. And from what we understand, it's very close to being final. And I think what Mantashe, bringing him on now, is potentially quite a good move, because he's Jeff Radebe was seen very pro-renewables, whereas Mantashe might be somebody seen a little bit more medium between sort of the intensive, the coal lobbyists and the renewables, and he might be seen as somebody who might bring a more balanced picture. So I think politically, I think it's probably quite a strong move, although Gwede Mantashe is not an energy man. He's not from the energy ministry, and he doesn't have a lot of history of working in energy. But I think, given that the stance of the party is very pro a decent balance between renewables and coal, I think that he's probably not going to change too much in the integrated resource plan, which means that we're probably going to see quite a healthy dose of renewables coming through and the new integrated resource plan and the energy mix in South Africa.
It's interesting that you hold that perspective, because it comes, amidst a whole lot of commentary that Gwede Mantashe being appointed as the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy throws somewhat of a spanner in the works. Does him being a coal man and commentary around the coal industry having been thrown a lifeline now not unnerve you in the slightest, where we've got a chorus asking whether he's middleman enough?
Not at all, because I think actually the path that we need to take towards quite a heavy renewables mix is going to require coal. You know, we've got lots of coal-fired power stations, we've still got a big industry around coal, and we need to use the remaining coal that we've got in order to shepherd in the more and more renewable energy. And with Gwede, I mean, one of the biggest problems with Jeff Radebe was that he became a little bit polarizing at times, because the traditional mining sector was getting very, very concerned that having a huge amount of renewables coming into the grid was going to impact jobs a lot. And in reality, what the real picture is that it's sort of a 20-year transition. And over that time, it's a slow, gradual movement rather than a sudden change. And I think what we needed was a sense of calm, and we probably needed somebody in the mix there who's not going to upset the apple cart too much. Yeah. He's going to be seen as being neutral. They're not seeing, not too pro one agenda or the other. And he's probably the right guy for that. I mean, bearing in mind that all the work gets done below that, the minister is ultimately just the spokesperson, but most of the work gets done at the director general level and below. But I think it's important to know that the temperament of South Africa in the energy space was becoming very high, or the temperature, and it's good just to have somebody calm and neutral to slow things down a little bit.
Dom, as I highlighted in my introduction, government recently granted NERSA permission to license applications from enterprises for various industries to generate their own electricity. Is that agreement set in stone, despite government's integrated resources plan not having been published yet? And how soon do you see finalization on that front?
Yeah, so what's important is that the minister exercised some powers under the Electricity Generation Act to basically allow a kind of a deviation from the IRP, And I think that that's probably because when the RFE gets promulgated, there's already going to be an allocation for the 1 to 10 megawatt generation license application. So I think it's just a case of putting that on the front foot in the light of the fact that we might have some shortages of energy in the short term. And so that's obviously, that's a very positive thing. We've heard from NERSA as well. Our company's put in applications already as well. And so NERSA are very pro, processing these applications, although they are onerous to get through, to get over the line. They actually still follow the same process as, for example, Madipa and Kasile would have followed. In order to get the generation license. So it is still quite onerous, but very positive that they've taken that step.
Nevertheless, let's leave it there. Dom, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Dom Walls is CEO of Solar Group.